And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. It goes from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. All the way down to that lovest little village on the plains that we like to call Auburn, straight across the border to what we now get to once again like to call Fort Benning. And then, oh, by the way, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. That's just the radio footprint. Southeast Regional Force, here we are. Bulletproof influence, oh, by golly. Anyway, that being said, we love this audience and we appreciate you no matter where you are. And there's a bunch of you right now that stream online and we appreciate that too. So, yes, speaking of which, let me just say this real quick, shameless plug. No matter where you are in the whole wide world, go to the World Wide Web and click on rightsidemedia.org, or you can go to YouTube, Rumble, X, or Facebook and live stream the show if you want to, no matter where you are. Live stream the show direct and you can see inside the studio. And in fact, I'll tell you right now, as of yesterday, the JP has retooled our streaming capabilities. And we now have the ability to, when I'm talking about an article or something like that, he slaps it up on the screen. You could see it just like in real time. So, very cool.
Thank you.
All that and new bumps too.
And new bumps.
And he played the guitar in every one of the bumps.
I did. Yeah.
Let's stop now.
All the bumps are actually me doing the music, guys.
Oh,
I didn't know
it's
if
wonderful.
You're a musician.
With a kazoo. All right, let me get a few more text messages to keep those things caught up. Dave from Capshaw says, Phil, I had tacos yesterday and meatloaf today. Will I go to ruffian jail? No, sir, you will not. You are still in the mix. We appreciate your honesty, your transparency, and by the way, that's half the battle.
He's still in the mix for now. Yeah, you know? We'll flag him, though. That guy could be a,
But Dave, if it was bacon-wrapped smoked meatloaf, then you're good all
week.
Oh,
yeah, you're
got points.
Good. Yeah.
Mike from Florence says, All you have to do to see the left can't have a grown-up conversation is watch a congressional hearing. Oh, yeah. When one of them asks a Republican a question, they really don't want the answer. When the Republican tries to answer, they're shut down with something like yes or no, and I reclaim my time, and there's only there for the show and to push. Yes, I know. It's ridiculous. It's sad. There are times when having cameras in the room is the best thing, and times when having the cameras in the room is the worst thing. Because they play to the cameras and they know it. And we know it. Jeffro from Indiana says, Phil, that's the problem. A lot of these politicians out here are doing corrupt things and no one holds them to account. I wish somebody would jerk them out of their seats at the end of a working. Okay, let's not go down that road there, Jeff. I'm not going to say that on the air for you. Basically, straighten them up. Grown up conversation. Yes, indeed. I will not read that, Jeff. Keep in mind, epithets will not go anywhere. John from Huntsville says, Phil, spectacular monologue. Also, JP, Baja Blast is not even close to as good as a Mountain Dew Code Red, which happens to be one of my favorite sodas, and a Mexican pizza from Taco Bell is really not a pizza either.
Well, I'm not a big Mountain Dew guy. I've never had a Taco Bell pizza.
Taco Bell makes pizza?
Yeah, and I think that just that alone, pizza from Taco Bell is not very appetizing. So
That's them trying too hard at that point.
Yeah. I mean, what's the difference between a Mexican pizza and a normal pizza? I'd be willing to hear any arguments, but...
There's something to be said for having a product and making it the best and staying on mission, a.k.a. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, what do they do? Friggin' good chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't play.
Mm-mm.
And, I thought... When they went added grilled as opposed to fried, you can get one. I thought, but it worked. It's still chicken.
It's still good.
It's still chicken.
Yeah.
I'm still a little miffed they got rid of carrot and raisin salad. I'm a big fan of carrot and raisin salad.
I've never even had that from there.
What's because it's been gone in your whole lifetime, probably. I'm still mad. Last one. Jerry from Decatur says, the war on garbage, airborne. He said, reminded me of the adult conversation Reagan had with the air traffic controllers. Yes. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Hey, by the way, I gotta take a sidebar here. Talk about adult conversations. The Democrats and I'm being partisan and I know it, but they deserve it. So the Democrats right now are just so majoring in the minors. I mean, they're not even on the same planet right now. My comparison has constantly been the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. That's what it feels like. Alice is sitting there trying to figure out who these people are and what they're talking about. But that's where we are. The Democrats right now are more worried about whether or not Qatar is going to give us an airplane than they are about the fact that Trump just signed a $600 billion deal with Saudi Arabia. And I'll be honest with you. Sooner or later, they're going to figure out Trump plays them like a cheap fiddle. We were talking, my wife and I were talking about this, the lovely Charlene and I were talking about that airplane, and I have a theory I floated. I said, you wait and watch, babe. I said, I think this is like one of the Trump's funny moments. And you know how he does, JP, where he'll have a thing, he'll say a thing, and the Democrats go crazy, and he waits till they get boxed in on their messaging, and then he comes right back and go, you apparently misunderstood, here's the rest of the story.
Well, I think that is, like you said, that's just another example. If they don't have anything of their own to produce message-wise, it's always trying to bash what Trump's doing. So when you're constantly, you know, trying to talk about what he's saying and twist it to your own narrative, you're not actually producing anything worthwhile of your own narrative. That's so right. It makes them look stupid in the long run, like you said, and they just end up stepping in it.
I bet we're going to watch on that airplane, too. And you're right. And I bet we're going to watch on that airplane. Remember the thing with Michael Waltz? Michael Waltz is out. Michael Waltz has been fired. Whoa, we got a story now. Oh, boy, run with it all day long until Trump goes, by the way, he's going to be the next UN ambassador.
Yeah.
And everybody went, oh.
Let them scramble for
and
a little bit.
And where'd that story go? Poof. Stop yeah. talking about it like immediately. I bet this airplane story, the Qatar is apparently offered to give a $400 million like luxury flying palace to the United States to be used as a substitute Air Force One. Well, the sub-story to this is Trump's been frustrated for years because Boeing has been building the next Air Force One, and they're way over budget, and they're like, we're at $1 billion on this airplane now, and they can't get it finished. And so Trump's been like, what's wrong with you, Boeing? You're Boeing, for God's sakes. Well, you watch. Watch Trump say, they didn't give it to us. We negotiated the deal, and I got it for a good value, and we're going to buy it. And we're going to retrofit it and give it all the security measures it needs. And we're going to save the taxpayers $500 million. And I've canceled the contract with Boeing, and they can go pound sand. And everybody's going to go, Doge.
And it's a world-class jet, too.
And it's a world-class jet with lots of gold leaf.
Yeah. It's. I will say the initial story didn't look like a great look, but I doubt that Trump was accepting a gift from Qatar. I think it's something more along the lines of what you said.
He's not going to. Yeah, exactly. And by the way, it'll become a Department of Defense asset, is what he had said. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, I look forward to adding it to Trump Force One, mm-hmm. and it'll be parked in Mar-a-Lago. He didn't. He never said that.
Yeah.
So I just see he is trolling. Trump is the master troller. And so between that and everything else, I think he just looks for ways to keep them on their heels, but the thing is, it's like putting the shiny object in front of them and they chase it. Democrats, a squirrel and a squirrel and then a squirrel and they just keep doing it.
And they don't even know what to focus on because there's so much happening. Their head's constantly spinning.
Because that's what happens when you have no agenda. That's what happens when you have no policies. That's what happens when you have no leadership. And it's certainly what happens when everybody's breaking down into factions and they're running around like Keystone Cops. Do you know what Keystone Cops are?
No.
Okay, anyway, they're running around like Keystone Cops.
I get the reference.
Yeah, though, yeah. It's madness. It's like trying to watch Australian rules football.
Ah, okay.
You just don't know what's happening, but yeah. It looks like a lot's happening, but you can't really tell what's happening.
You get the idea of what's happening, but not really.
I had to throw a sports analogy. That was a crazy sport I could think of. It was Australian rules football.
Yeah.
You ever watch that?
I mean, isn't that pretty much like rugby? Or is it a whole separate thing?
Well, so I think it's rugby, but they got drunk.
Yeah.
And they decided to add things. And then they said, but what if we did it kind of like soccer where you can kick? But no, we don't want to kick much. So let's just say that we're going to add some American football in there too.
Oh, okay. So it's like rugby and football had a baby.
How do we feel about this? And everybody goes, hand me another beer and I'm good. And they did.
As the Aussies do.
And it became a sport. And it's only available in Australia.
Hey, well, I'm going to have to check it out. That sounds intriguing.
You notice there's no World Cup for Australian rules football.
And it's only in Australia.
It is absolute madness. All right, real quick, Connor from Huntsville checking in. He says, hey, Phil, this is Connor. Trump understands human nature, understands corporate behavior. He's able to create leverage points and then utilize that leverage like unlike any politician that we've ever seen. And that's what really sets him apart as president from everything that I've seen the last 55 years of failed politics. Perfect. Connor, you may have to host the show for me because I don't know that I could have said it any better than that. Great point. I love the fact that you put he creates leverage points. That's a great way of describing it. John from Huntsville again says, rugby is awesome and football should be more like rugby. Okay. Well, okay. All right, listen, we're going to come back from this next break here momentarily. And when I do, we're going to talk about Immigration Nation. There's a lot of stuff out there right now that the Democrats don't want to talk about. Things that we're correcting, things that we're discovering, things that we're shutting down. And I got some statistics to give you that are going to blow your mind. Just like watching what Trump has done in just a little over 100 days on the southern border, is there any wonder why you don't see Mayorkas being called upon to give speeches right now? I mean, wow. Biden is trying to change his narrative. Kamala Harris is just trying to talk about electric school buses. And Mayorkas is nowhere to be seen. You know why? He has been shamed into non-existence. He has been shamed into irrelevance. He's lost his title. Now he's lost his relevance. And it's epic to watch. Because within just 100 days, the stats that I'll give you momentarily have shown that what it really took was leadership. All right, we're taking a break. We'll come right back from the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Kill it on the new bumps there, JP.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have to catch myself because I'm not used to them yet.
Yeah.
And I did not realize over 4 years how much I had gotten used to certain bumps at certain times.
Yep.
I can almost predict which one was going to be next.
Yeah, exactly. Like the one bump we had after your monologue, at first I was like, I don't want to get rid of that.
I know.
Like, that's, but I mean, yeah, it's, you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
If you're hearing the new bumps, by the way, it's because we made an internal decision. I told JP, I said, I'm sick and tired of giving YouTube an excuse. So we're a growing company. We got a lot going on. And in recent months, we've had even more going on. So in order to prevent ourselves from constantly being locked out from one of the major platforms that we put our live stream on, even though we're on Rumble, X, and YouTube, and radio, and our website, all of it, we're just going to go ahead and remove the impediment, if you will. And so we now have changed out the bumps. Huh. Friggin' YouTube. If I say that on the line, if I say that on YouTube, are they going to lock me out?
It's like, no, you can say that all you want. But by gosh, if you play copyright songs, we're going to get you.
Don't even play some Aerosmith, man. Dave from Capshaw, by the way, checked it in. He said, "He said Trump stringing the Democrats along is like watching a cat chase a laser dot. They can't help themselves. It's true." John C. from Madison said, "Australian no rules in football. That is about the way it feels when you watch it. I've sat and watched it before, and I've just walked away going, I have no idea what just happened. It's that weird."
Yeah, I've never watched. I've watched rugby before, like in the Olympics, and it's awesome. I love watching it.
All right, let's talk about some stuff. So, Immigration Nation, let me give you some stats. I think you'll enjoy this. You ready? I hold in my calloused former paratrooper hands a recent White House press release said, ready for this? Illegal border encounters are down by 95%. Illegal immigrant gotaways, which are one of the top threats to public safety, are down by 99%. 99%. Axios said that border crossings have plunged to the lowest level in decades, according to new data. The New York Post said that the northern border sector, which had been overrun by illegal immigrants previously, sees a dramatic drop in crossings as we haven't seen anyone since November. Wow. Reuters said the migrant arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border in March are the lowest ever recorded. Since taking office, the Trump administration has arrested 150,000-plus illegal immigrants, deported 139-plus illegal immigrants, and released only 9 illegal immigrants into the U.S. Nine. That's a staggering 99.99% decrease over the same period last year under former Joe Biden. Former President Joe Biden. The Washington Times says under Trump, the border catch and release has dropped 99.99% also from Biden's worst month. Good God. That's amazing. And by the way, some of those were liberal outlets confirming the details. How about this? Recent polling shows, according to Pew Research, 83% of Americans support deporting illegal immigrants. Sounds reasonable. I'd like to know who the 17% are that don't. 83% support deporting at least some illegal immigrants. Roughly 32% of Americans say they support deporting all illegal immigrants. And of those who only support deporting some, 97% are still in favor of removing anybody who's committed violent crimes while they're here. So what does this tell you? I think what it tells you, by the way, that I'm just going to go ahead and say that all deserves some applause. I think it did. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I think what all that tells you is that Trump didn't just win an election. He won a mandate. And he won it doing and saying that he would do things that he's doing and saying again that he will continue doing. This is an entire new day, and we're watching it. It's unfolding in real time. We're not watching discussion about forming commissions to discuss things in greater detail, and perhaps we'll meet on this come next fall and then hold a conference in which we'll applaud ourselves for holding a conference. And that, no, he's just freaking doing stuff, and it's working. Bill Maher, and by the way, I have developed a great deal of grudging respect for Bill Maher. I used to just almost just like I don't want to say despise, but I just couldn't abide by him. Not anymore. And the reason I say that is because I've noticed that he's willing to call balls and strikes. He doesn't just say, well, I'm a Democrat, therefore I only say good things about Democrats and only say bad things about Republicans. He calls the balls and the strikes. He has been calling out, and he says, I'm still an avowed liberal. Those are his words. I am still an avowed liberal. But he's telling Democrats, you better get your act together. I got a piece here from Red State. Came out yesterday. Red State. Bill Maher had a simple message to Democrats who were upset about President Donald Trump's crackdown at the border. He said, basically, go look in the mirror, because that's what he's saying. Go blame yourself. Trump's only fixing what you guys did. And I see JP's got it up on the screen right now. There's Bill Maher's message to Democrats that basically, go look in the mirror, because you're the ones who caused this. Trump's message, says Bill Maher, is if you come here and we catch you, it might be worse for you. And that's a deterrent, he said. And it's working. And the number of people, he said, every action has a reaction. Maher also continued by pointing out that Biden went so stupidly far toward a pretty much come one, come all, just walk right in policy that they're going to have to own it to some degree. And that is the adult conversation I was talking about earlier. That's exactly what they need more of, that adult conversation. But despite the fact that I just read you stats, many of which are confirmed by liberal media outlets. And the fact that it's Bill Maher saying the things I just read, who is an avowed liberal. Democrats still can't figure out what to do with it, and so they continue to push back against it. And that, my friends, is a clear indication that they don't know what to do with themselves. We'll come back and talk about it more. Immigration Nation, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covered down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Taco Tuesday. We're glad to have you. I'm in Dipper number one, Immigration Nation. So the Immigration Nation, it is something else to watch what Trump has done. I read you a bunch of stats earlier before the show really, before this Dipper really got cranking. I had to give you the lay of the land first. Understand, a lot of these were liberal media outlets that were confirming that they see the data that says that we're looking at a 99.9% change on the southern border, a 95% overall in terms of illegal immigration. We're seeing a 95% reduction in gotaways even. All these things are happening, and the Trump administration is the reason why, because they all kicked in after Biden left office. And then I read to you the words of a liberal media icon, Bill Maher, a self-avowed liberal, but who is one who is willing to say, I see something and it ain't right. It doesn't matter whether my people did it. I'm going to say it ain't right. And he's calling them out on their stand on illegal immigration, telling Democrats, you need to go look in the mirror, because the things you're complaining about with Trump All he's doing is what he said he would do, which, by the way, is fixing what you did. That being said, let's talk about some of what they're still doing, because Democrats are so busy majoring in the minors right now that they're only, you said it, I think, a while ago, they're only, the only thing they've got is to push back against anything Trump does. They don't have any plans or policies or things they stand for, nothing. So how about this? Last, what was it, yesterday, I guess, we talked about the invasion of the insurrection at the ICE center, the ICE detention center in Newark, New Jersey. By the way, there's news coming down, breaking news on that. I will say this, breaking news on that out of D.C. is that a resolution has already been introduced on the House floor to strip each of those three members of Congress who resisted the police and tried to storm the ICE detention center, to strip them of their committee assignments. And just so you know, that may say, what good is that? Why is that even a big deal? Just so you know, that's a big part of life as a congressperson or senator. Your committee assignments, your potential for chairmanships, that's where a lot of your work comes. That's where you make your bones. That's a big part of the job. This is like, you know, just picture this. This is like an athlete being told you have to sit on the bench. All right? They just got benched. It's not done yet, but we're working on it. How about this? They're not done in Newark. Story here from Fox News. Dozens of clergy members, pray tell, what church would they be from? Clergy members. You know what? I do believe that last I checked, the Reverend Al Sharpton is also a clergy member. Dozens of clergy members protested outside the ICE facility in Newark, New Jersey on Monday, saying they would continue to block the gates. Okay, so they're not protesting. They're interfering. There's a difference. The group, composed of roughly 50 clergy members from two groups, one called Faith in New Jersey, another one called Faith in Action. It sounds an awful lot like a Al Sharpton mode, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So they linked arms outside the main gate of the Delaney Hall Detention Center, chanting and singing songs. Well, of course they did, because that's what they do. The clergy members say they have, quote, volunteered to be arrested and that they will be attempting to enter the ICE facility. How about no? Actually, at one point, an ambulance tried to get through the crowd to get in, and the crowd would not let the ambulance get in. Interesting. At least two of them were arrested by police during the event. In response to a Fox News report on the events on Monday, Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Trisha McLaughlin asked, who do they want released from Delaney Hall? Do they want the child rapists, the murderers, the drug traffickers, the MS-13 gang members, the known terrorists? Well, okay. So part of the complaint here is that this is a torture center. In fact, which one do I? Here it is. I got a separate article from Town Hall. Town Hall, Dateline, yesterday. The ICE Detention Center, which Democrats describe as a torture chamber. A torture chamber. So let me get this straight. They're going to argue that right there in Newark, New Jersey, we've set up a black site where we waterboard illegal aliens. Is that what we're going to say? Well, what we see now is this is a torture center. What does torture mean? Well, I don't know. I don't think they're getting conjugal visits like they should. Well, I don't know. Maybe they're not getting enough frijoles with their tortillas. I don't know. What's torture? There's no torture. In fact, Rachel Campos Duffy showed them exactly. Now, I will say this. I do know that Rachel Campos Duffy is married to Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy. So she probably had a pretty easy way of getting in. But she made an appointment. Oh, really? Yes, she did. She showed them what you can do. Because remember, the Democrats said, we have a right to inspect. They just showed up at the gate with a bunch of protesters and demanded entry. Doesn't work like that. Rachel Campos Duffy, in an epic troll on Democrats, according to Town Hall, literally booked an appointment at the ICE detention facility and then toured it, saying, apparently ICE has nothing to hide. She toured the ICE detention facility, knowing full well that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is also have a scheduled visit, said she found it to be clean, well-equipped, and transparent, contrary to the negative image portrayed, saying they have everything from recreation areas, legal access, communication tools for detainees. Said it looks more like a high school than a detention center. Here's the part that got me. They also have signs on the walls in both Spanish and English offering people the opportunity to go home if they will self-deport and they'll give, be given $1,000 and a free plane ride. What torture center in the world tells people, here's an easy way to leave and we'll actually pay you to do it? I can't think of one. Can you?
There isn't one.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So that's, but yet, so I ask you, the same question is what the DHS official asked. Who do they want released? They're protesting. Who do they want let out? Well, at least let the rapists out. Okay. At least let the child traffickers out. They don't. How about this? What if we said, just out of the blue, what if we said, cool, here's what we'll do. We're going to ankle bracelet these people, and we're going to put them in your house. Will you agree to that? No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. Not for a second. They wouldn't let them in their neighborhood. They wouldn't let them in their city. Their constituents would have a complete come apart if they did that. Some of what we're dealing with right now, too. I got a piece here that I pulled from Fox also. There's another gang that's rising up. It's actually, it's apparently it's sort of disabused or refugees, if you will, who have left Trinidad and Aragua because they didn't think it was violent enough. So they formed a separate gang called the Anti-Trin. And the Anti-Trin, federal authorities are now saying, is another Venezuelan gang which is rising up and has a tendency to be potentially more violent and more dangerous than Trinidad and Aragua itself. Why? Because they are having to prove themselves. It says they're doing violence in an environment which they're taking advantage of people. And they're also taking advantage of the homeless, and they're taking advantage of rural America. So they're going places where the gangs haven't been. We got to watch out for it. But yet Democrats are protesting in their favor. How about this, Immigration Nation? How about this? The Federalist, Dateline yesterday. Department of Homeland Security is now probing whether or not California's non-citizen handout program is paying ineligible illegal aliens. So the bottom line is part of the carrot, the stick, is to get rid of the carrot altogether. The carrot's got to be gone on illegal immigration. It's got to be nothing but stick. And that's what's happening. The Trump administration is investigating whether or not California's cash assistance program for immigrants, it's called the CAPI program, that pays state money to non-citizens who are not eligible for Social Security, is basically paying ineligible residents. And the answer to that is going to wind up being yes. Let me get this. The $1,206 a month they're paying out right now in California for illegals. $1,206 a month. You just get free money. You come across the border, you start sucking down resources. Hey, we'll take care of you. Where are you from? Doesn't matter anyway. You're not supposed to be here? Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway. You know what? How much money you want? Here you go. Sign up. Use a fake name if you need to. Hey, by the way, sign up three times. It'll be great. Use fake names three times. It'll be great. You got no identifying? It's okay. We don't need identifying. Where do you want us to mail the check? Oh, you don't have it. I'll tell you what. We'll just... We'll give you an EBT card and we'll keep refilling it. Oh, we don't care if you have, you know, control over it. It's all right. We're going to give it to you because we feel good that way. That's called responsible governance, said nobody in the whole world ever. According to DHS, the subpoena that's been sent to California requests applicant information, including names and dates of birth, application copies, immigration status, proof of ineligibility for Social Security. Kristi Noem, Secretary of Homeland Security, said radical left politicians in California are prioritizing illegal aliens over our own citizens, including by giving illegal aliens access to cash benefits. So what they're trying to do, she says, is shut the gravy train off. And that's exactly what needs to happen. All right, I'm going to wrap this up after the break. We'll come right back. I'll finish up Immigration Nation. You guys got thoughts on it? You're welcome to text in 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text or call it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, hey, I gotta just kind of, I'm going to put a wrap on this section on Immigration Nation, but I got to tell you a couple things Real quickly, aside from dealing with California's sanctuary policies, I think it's fair to point out that, and I pulled this off of fairus.org, that's the Foundation for American Immigration Reform. Attorney General Pam Bondi is suing Colorado and the city of Denver itself, challenging their sanctuary policies. You may remember, it's Colorado where the Tren de Aragua gang took over the entire apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado, outside of Denver. And the end result is they actually have laws on the books in Colorado that were passed by their liberal state legislature that basically obstruct the federal government's ability to enforce immigration laws. Pam Bondi saying, not on my watch, and I'm glad of it. And the last one I'll say is Trump just had a big win. Fox News reports as of yesterday, a federal judge is allowing the IRS to share illegal alien data with the Department of Homeland Security. This is another one of those things being fought because, you know, you can't let Trump actually secure the borders and, get rid of illegal criminals. So now Social Security, if it has information on people who are here illegally, is now required to give it over to Department of Homeland Security so it can be used in the efforts to secure the border. But here's part of the hypocrisy we're dealing with. And one of the strangest stories that I think is out there right now, and keep in mind, we're talking about the people who had open borders policy that allowed tens of millions of illegals to stream into our country unfettered for the last 4 years. They are mad right now because Trump is allowing some refugees from South Africa to come in. What? You can't make this stuff up. By the way, if you've not seen the stories, I pulled a couple of pieces off, one off of Daily Wire and one off of The Federalist. If you've not seen the stories about the things that are happening in South Africa right now, and I realize that South Africa has a checkered past. I do. I realize that apartheid was a thing. I do. I realize that there were years, decades of black citizens of South Africa being oppressed. I do. The tables have turned, and guess what? Two wrongs don't make a right. What we're watching now is that white Africans in South Africa are now being persecuted, and there's even some who say there is a genocidal movement right now. Entire stadiums of people were chanting to kill white people, and I watched the videos, it's real, chanting to kill white people in South Africa. And then on top of that, they just passed a law in the South African parliament that allows the seizure of land from white South Africans if indeed there is a challenge and it's believed that they own too much land. What? Yeah. So there are some who just want out now. The country they grew up in, generations, they're saying, we're done. How many came, Phil? How many came from South Africa? Was it millions? No. Was it thousands? No. Was it hundreds? No. How many was it, Phil? 60. Really? Yep, Trump gave approval for 60 to arrive from South Africa. And they did. On Monday, dozens of South Africans, primarily white Afrikaner farmers, arrived in the United States having been granted refugee status by the Trump administration. The propaganda press immediately responded by implicitly accusing the administration of hypocrisy and racial bias. How disingenuous is that? You let anybody in, but now you're going to say we can't let anybody in. In protest came the Episcopal Church. Put that back on the screen there if you wouldn't mind, please. Up on the screen right now, if you're watching the live stream, Daily Wire has the story. The Episcopal Church has now refused to resettle white South African refugees, citing racial justice commitments. So the Episcopal Church's refugee resettlement organization has now refused to help white South African refugees. Presiding Bishop Sean Rowe announced the decision on behalf of the Episcopal Migration Ministries on Monday, just a day after 49 South Africans began their journey to the U.S. So Trump's approved 60, 49 are here. And the Episcopal Church, which has been doing an amazing amount of work to help illegal immigrants from South America, Central America, and anybody else the Biden administration let in, is saying, not them, though. We refuse to help with that. Because I guess their version of, Christian sympathy and empathy only extends to those that they deem to be politically correct. I'm not sure what the Episcopal Church is thinking they're going to gain from this. And apparently they don't really care. But I look at that and find that to be one of the most hypocritical, lame, and deleterious things I've ever seen. So, South Africans are being persecuted, mass murders. I saw an image of the White Crosses running the length of a road for a mile. Every cross represented a white South African who had been killed. And the Episcopal Church says, well, if they come here, we're not helping. Go figure, liberals.
If you saw the video of them at the airport when they were getting picked up to come here,
yeah,
they were all wearing or had American flags, and they were all proudly waving it.
Yes.
And so the difference isn't anything about race. The difference is the immigrants that the left wanted to come in, they were waving anti-American flags. They were, expressing everything anti-American, where they were excited to come here. So it's nothing about race, everything about character.
I think I even had an article I didn't get to, now that you say that, that said that the difference is that Trump's willing to have people come to America who want to be a part of America.
Yep.
It's a huge difference. All right, we're switching gears. When we get back, Righting the Wrongs. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.